That's right. Great to be with you this week, and looking forward to coming through to Esperance for the long weekend and Speedway happening Saturday night. So great opportunity to be out there. And I'm also looking forward to there's a big tennis tournament on, as there always is every long weekend in March. A lot of people from Perth, kids from Perth coming down as well. And also the Esperance squash tournament, which is well recognised, and the Esperance races as well, which looking forward to getting out to the Esperance Cup on Sunday.
I love squash. It's one of those games where you can hit it as hard as you want. It doesn't go out. Tennis, you need to be a bit more careful, but otherwise it does go out, unfortunately. But let's move on. Last week, the Langlois report was released. Did you have a comment on that report?
Look, I thought it was, to be honest, fairly politically motivated. And I think the people of Western Australia, especially regional Western Australia, recognise the value of royalties for regions, what it's done for our communities. And, you know, there's been roughly $7 billion spent on about 3,900 projects. And the likes of an Esperance has been a great recipient when we look at our fantastic foreshore, the Esperance Hospital, the Esperance Residential College, and the primary school, just to name a few. So I think trying to discredit the Royalties for Regions program was, I thought, pretty disappointing, because I think the regional people of WA understand the value and the way it was, picking up for that infrastructure deficit.
What can you really do?
No, look, all we can do is point out how fantastic it was for our regional people and go back into bat. And we'll, no doubt, as we come closer to the next election, we'll look at relaunching Royalties for Regions back in some sort of format that was similar to what it was and not what it's now developing into.
Yeah, fair enough as well. And I don't want to go into the Barnaby Joyce saga, because it's been all over the news. I think everyone's had enough of the whole episode that was. But we do have a new Nationals leader. What do you know about Michael McCormick?
Well, it's actually quite opportune, Sean, because he came across to our National State Conference that we held in Esperance last year. And because he was Small Business Minister at the time, I actually got the opportunity to spend probably about 3 hours with him. And we went and visited the Esperance Chamber of Commerce and quite a few businesses around Esperance. And look, I thought he was fantastic. He's enthusiastic. He knows his stuff. He's pretty, you know, he's clean cut. And I think he'll be really good for not only for the National Party, but also in his role as Deputy Prime Minister.
Well, Mr. Rundle, we'll see you this weekend for some tennis, squash, horse racing and speedway. Looking forward to it.
I'm very much looking forward to it, coming down with my wife, Andrea, and looking forward to spending quite a few days in Esperance and catching up with everyone.